Locker room chats continue tonight on KMZA. Brandon Tamman joined now by Valley Heights football coach. That is Cody Trimble, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Mustangs, week number one on the road at Centralia. Panthers getting the win 28-14. Coach, we'll dive into some of the nuts and bolts with it here in a moment, but the initial overall thoughts and takeaways from the week one loss at Centralia.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we would have loved to get out of there with a win. Obviously a very tough team and a very tough place to get a win. But overall, I thought the kids, you know, they competed for four quarters, played physical with great effort. So, you know, we got some things we got to get better at and clean up. But if we can go out and compete and play hard for four quarters, that's a good foundation to build off of.
What would you say maybe was the biggest difference between the first half and the second half? This game was tied at 14-14 at the half. Centralia goes for a couple unanswered touchdowns in the second half. I guess the difference between the first half and second half, what kind of stood out in that regard?
Yeah, you know, they got the ball to start the second half and put together a really good 8 or 9 minute drive to go down and score. Kind of took the momentum. And then, you know, we had our opportunities. We put together a good drive that kind of stalled out down towards the red zone. And then they had another really good drive. Biggest thing was we got to be better at getting off the field on third down. We would get them in third and long situations, and then we just couldn't finish it up and get off the field. And then some of those little mistakes that, you know, we've known that we got to continue to get better at kind of compounded to stall out some drives for us on offense.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, the kids playing hard for four quarters. I guess maybe another positive, or maybe was it a player or two, maybe a position group that kind of stood out, at least caught your eye in terms of a positive thing that you saw in week number one?
Yeah, there's a lot of positives. You know, I mean, we knew that going into it, we returned a bunch of guys up front on the offensive line. I thought they did a great job all night for the most part. Still some things here and there that can get fixed. And then I thought our backfield guys stepped up from where they were a week ago at the Jamboree to playing Centralia week one. You know, they stepped up, eliminated a lot of mistakes they were making at the Jamboree. But again, you know, it's week one and everybody has got work to do. It's not just one position group or one position that kind of cost us the game, I guess. You know, as a group, we got to be better overall.
Couple more minutes with Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble on the other side. We'll talk about the week two matchup. They'll be at home against Onega. We'll do that after a quick timeout here on KMZA. We've got a couple more minutes here with Valley Heights football coach. That is Cody Trimble. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies. Mustangs, week number two matchup. They get their first home game of 2025. They take on the Onega Buffaloes, another matchup inside the TVL. Coach, the initial thoughts on the Buffaloes. What stands out about them heading into this matchup on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, I think they're a little bit younger team. But that being said, they've got some really good guys. Their fullback, the Colderman kid, is a good sized kid, and he's going to run hard. We're going to have to make sure we tackle him with great pad level, or he can cause us some problems. And then their quarterback is another Colderman kid, and he's only a freshman, but he is extremely fast and shifty. He's hard to get down in the open space, so we got to do a good job containing him. And you know, on defense, they're starting to run some more of the traditional option stuff like they did years past. So we got to do a really good job of reading our keys and everybody doing their job and not trying to get caught up in the mess.
It's always so hard to kind of dictate what you're going to expect and see, you know, from your team in a week one tilt, regardless of where you are, home or away, or who you're playing against. Do you expect kind of the biggest jump maybe from week to week, from week one to week two? Is that kind of how it usually is?
You know, it's different year to year. I would say we've made some improvements so far in practice this week, but I'm not seeing yet a huge jump. We'll see how kind of the rest of the week of practice goes. We got some guys that are taking some reps in different spots as well. So that's probably part of it. So we just got to continue to improve a little bit each day, so that when the games start to matter the most at the end of the year, we're playing our best football.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate the time at home against Onega on Friday night. Just give us a few keys to get a win this week.
Yeah, like I said, biggest key is going to be containing their two good players on defense. And then offensively, we just got to do a better job of correcting some of those little things. And none of those little things, they weren't major issues last week, but when you have a bunch of little mistakes like that against a good team like Centralia was, they definitely add up. I want to see, regardless of outcome, how the game goes, I want to see those things continue to be improved upon.
There it is. Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble joining us here. It's presented by Blue Valley Technologies. Centralia, the 28-14 win over the Mustangs in week one. Valley Heights will have their first home game on Friday night, week number two, against Onega. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week before week three.
All right. Thank you.